Praise the Lord. Father, now we ask you to do that which you always do, and may your presence, as it has always been felt, continue to be felt. May you now come, sit with us, speak to us, talk with us, have a conversation with us, and in the end, Lord, we pray that our hearts will be drawn towards you. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let me suggest to you that there is a truth that is hidden behind the story of Easter. There is a truth that cannot be taken away. It is behind. It is the one that initiates the whole story of Easter. And the truth is this, that man was involved, man, you and myself, men and women, boys and girls, was involved in a situation from which he could not free himself. Stuck by sin, dominated by sin, helplessly and hopelessly gripped by sin. He could not free himself. Bible says in Romans 7, Paul says that who can liberate me, who can save me, who can rescue me from this body that is doomed to die? Why? Because of sin. It is an agonizing situation we find ourselves. Who has the power, Paul says, to liberate us, to rescue us, to save us from this miserable situation we find ourselves. Into this situation came Christ with a power which could break into this hopeless situation and introduce to mankind a remedy to the sin problem. What is true is that man was hopelessly and helplessly involved in sin. Mankind, both male and female, humankind, Greek, Gentiles, black and white, blue, purple, all men, boys and girls, stuck in sin, gripped by the hopelessness of sin, gripped by the helplessness of sin. For the Bible says in Romans 3 and verse 23 that not just few, not just some, not just a little bit, but all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Black men sin, white men sin, blue men sin, Greek people sin, European people sin, African people sin, all kinds of people sin, universality of sin, all the Bible say have sinned and come short of the glory of God. What is the truth? That man was hopelessly and helplessly involved in sin is a truth that cannot be hidden or removed from man by himself. The truth is that there is in sin an extraordinary power, self-multiplying power. It multiplies, it spreads to the heart, to the mind, and to the very fabric of the human being. It has the capacity to disregard God. Sin has the capacity to disregard God. It has the capacity to ignore God, deliberately, to ignore God decisively, to ignore God consistently. Sin has a power that when it takes hold of a man's heart, he knows no remedy besides that which God gives. Pharaoh said to Moses, "Who is this God that I am to listen to? Who is this God, who is the Lord, that I should obey his voice to let go?" Sin has a disobeying voice. Sin has a disregarding voice. Sin has a self-multiplying voice that has the capacity to ignore God. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the story of Easter is God's remedy to the sin problem. Amen? There are two things that could put a stop to this hopelessness and this helplessness of sin. One, Romans 5 and verse 20. The Bible says, where sin abounds, grace still further abounds. There is a power which can check sin. There is a power which can stop sin. And that power is the grace of God. And the Bible says, grace is able, it has the power, it has the capacity to rescue from sin. And grace is even greater than sin. grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary, Mount our poor, there where the blood was spilled. The second thing that has the capacity to grip sin, that in spite of sin, God has never ceased to love men and women, boys and girls. Romans 5 and verse 8, God commanded his love to us in that while we were yet sinners, the Bible says Christ died for us. There is a love which will never let us go. There is a love that will never let us go. Doesn't matter how far we travel from God. There is a love that will never let go. It is the love of God. Will never let go is a love that took Christ to Calvary. Is a love we see on the cross at Calvary. The song says, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters he lifted me. Now sing and I do. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. I'll offer to you today the love of Christ.